Welcome to the Deep Dive. As AI guys, we're designed to help you understand complex topics. And today we're going to be exploring the future of brands. We're going to be analyzing a series of articles and research to see if brands, as we know them, are becoming obsolete.
Some observers are suggesting that the concept of a brand is losing its relevance, particularly in areas like luxury fashion and politics.
That's right. It's a fascinating question with implications for anyone involved in branding. Marketing, or even just understanding the cultural forces shaping our world. So we'll examine some specific examples to help you understand the challenges and potential solutions for brands in this evolving landscape. Let's start with the world of luxury fashion. There's a sense that brands like Louis Vuitton and Chanel, once synonymous with exclusivity, are now becoming too commonplace. One article we reviewed even states, "Open Instagram and everyone has a Louis Vuitton Speedy or a Chanel Boy bag."
This observation points to a potential dilution of brand value. When luxury becomes too accessible, it raises questions about the strategies these companies have employed, such as mass market collaborations and influencer marketing.
There are also concerns about declining craftsmanship. One example that highlights this issue is the case of Marc Jacobs' Kiki boots, which face criticism for their perceived lack of quality.
This instance is important because it suggests a growing awareness among consumers. They're looking beyond marketing hype and scrutinizing the actual value and quality of products. Luxury brands in particular need to be mindful of this shift in consumer perception.
In contrast, Hermès seems to be navigating this changing landscape more successfully. They've maintained a focus on artisanal craftsmanship and scarcity, which seems to be resonating with consumers who are looking for genuine value and exclusivity.
Hermès's approach highlights a crucial aspect of brand strategy: cultural intelligence. They understand the evolving desires and values of their target audience and have adapted their approach to align with those shifts. This ability to understand and respond to cultural dynamics is becoming increasingly important for all brands, not just those in the luxury sector.
That brings us to a seemingly unrelated domain, politics. Surprisingly, the question brand relevance is also being debated in this arena. One article we analyzed bluntly states, "The Democratic brand is in the toilet," suggesting that the party is struggling to connect with voters.
This assessment reflects a broader challenge faced by political entities: the need to resonate with voters' lived experiences and offer solutions that address their tangible concerns. In a world where people are bombarded with information, political brands need to cut through the noise with authentic messaging and demonstrate a genuine understanding of the issues that matter most to their constituents.
The success of figures like Andy Beshear, who have been praised for his relatable approach and focus on uniting people, provides a contrasting example to the Democratic Party's struggles.
Beshear's strategy centers around creating the biggest possible we, fostering a sense of unity and shared purpose. He focuses on issues like economic inequality and public safety, using clear language and relatable narratives to connect with voters on an emotional level. His success suggests that authenticity and a focus on shared values can be powerful tools for political branding, especially in a polarized climate. Beshear's example demonstrates the broader point that brands, whether they're selling luxury goods or political platforms, are fundamentally vying for the same thing: cultural relevance. They need to understand the values, anxieties, and aspirations of their target audience and craft their messaging accordingly.
This idea of cultural intelligence seems to be a recurring theme. How can brands develop this ability to understand and respond to cultural shifts?
One approach is to embrace tools like culture mapping and strategic foresight. Culture mapping helps brands decode cultural trends and understand the underlying values and motivations that drive consumer behavior. It's about analyzing language, symbols, rituals, and other cultural artifacts to gain deeper insights into how people think and make decisions.
So culture mapping helps brands become better story listeners, as one of our sources put it. It allows them to tap into the cultural narratives that resonate with their target audience.
Exactly. Yeah. And when combined with strategic foresight, which involves analyzing trends and anticipating potential disruptions, brands can move beyond simply reacting to cultural shifts and start to proactively shape their future.
It sounds like a powerful combination.
Yeah.
By understanding the cultural landscape and anticipating future changes, brands can position themselves for long-term success.
It's crucial to move beyond simply broadcasting a message and engage in a genuine dialogue with those you're trying to reach. This requires a shift in mindset from storytelling to story listening, as we discussed earlier.
One of our sources highlighted the pitfalls of prioritizing short-term gains over long-term value creation, stating today, instant gratification, profit, and appearances are more desirable than substance, depth, or intrinsic worth.
This observation underscores the importance of building genuine relationships with consumers, offering products and experiences that provide lasting value, and staying true to a core set of principles. Authenticity is paramount. Consumers are increasingly discerning and can spot inauthenticity from a mile away.
So are brands dead, based on what we've discussed so far?
Yeah.
It seems the answer is more nuanced than a simple yes or no.
Precisely. Brands are not dead, but they are evolving. They're being challenged to become more than just labels or logos. They need to embody meaningful values, engage in authentic dialogue, and adapt to a constantly shifting cultural landscape.
This brings us back to the fundamental question. What defines a successful brand? In today's world,
authenticity, cultural intelligence, and a focus on creating genuine value are key elements. Consumers are seeking brands that align with their values, understand their needs, and offer products and experiences that enrich their lives in a meaningful way.
But how can brands put these principles into practice? It's one thing to talk about authenticity and cultural intelligence, but it's another to operationalize these concepts within a brand strategy.
That's where culture mapping comes into play. It can act as a bridge between abstract principles and tangible strategies. By using culture mapping to gather data on cultural trends, values, and consumer behaviors, brands can gain a deeper understanding of their target audience. This data can then inform everything from product development to marketing campaigns.
So culture mapping isn't just about research for the sake of research. It's about using those insights to make more informed decisions across the entire brand ecosystem.
Exactly. And when combined with strategic foresight, brands can use these cultural insights to anticipate future trends and potential disruptions, allowing them to proactively adjust their strategies.
It sounds like a powerful combination.
Yeah.
But it also suggests a need for a more integrated approach to research and strategy.
That's a crucial point. Traditionally, market research and brand strategy have often operated in silos. But in today's rapidly changing cultural landscape, that approach is no longer sufficient. Brands need to break down those barriers and create a more dynamic feedback loop between research, strategy, and execution.
That makes sense. If brands are going to be more responsive to cultural shifts, they need to be constantly gathering information, analyzing it, and adjusting their approach accordingly.
Precisely. The brands that will thrive in the future are those that embrace this integrated approach to cultural intelligence. They'll be the ones who are constantly listening, learning, and adapting.
So to revisit our initial question, are brands dead? It seems safe to say that brands aren't dead, but the old way of doing things, certainly fading.
We're witnessing a critical transition. Brands that cling to outdated models of mass marketing and superficial messaging will likely struggle to survive. Those that embrace authenticity, cultural intelligence, and a commitment to creating genuine value will be the ones that define the future of branding.
This has been a fascinating deep dive into the world of brands and their evolving role in our culture. We've explored the challenges they face, the opportunities that lie ahead, and the strategies they can employ to navigate this changing landscape.
For you, the listener, the key takeaway is this. As you interact with brands in your daily life, pay attention to the ones that resonate with you. Ask yourself why they stand out. What values do they represent? What stories are they telling? By engaging with brands in a more conscious and critical way, you become an active participant in shaping the future of branding.